President Akufo-Addo has returned home after attending the 28th ordinary session of the Assembly of the African Union in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The president was met on arrival by Vice President Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia and some high-ranking government officials. The summit saw the election of a new chairperson of the AU Commission, Moussa Faki Mahamat from Chad, with Ghana's Ambassador Kwesi Kwarte elected vice. Former advisor to President Mahama on Corruption, Daniel Batidam, was also re-elected to the AU Advisory Board on Corruption. Minister of Information designate Mustafa Hamid, who addressed the media, described the summit as successful. He touched on some issues that came up at the summit.
You know, the African Union has set up what it calls the CISA, Committee on Intelligence and Security Services of Africa, where African governments are supposed to share intelligence, you know, on how to prevent conflicts before they occur and how to protect our borders and generally to ensure peace and security of the African continent. CISA is building a new headquarters in Ethiopia. The land was donated by the Ethiopian government, and then the whole project is being funded by the government of Equatorial Guinea. President Obiang Nguema has pledged about $21 million towards the building of that edifice in Ethiopia. And one, like I said, where the president says from now on, Ghana is going to continue to be able to play the role that, if you want, President Nkrumah played on the African continent, basically becoming like the trailblazer of the African continent, whether in terms of the politics, the economics, and so on. So his promise is not to be, if you want, a reclusive president who would not care about what happens in Africa, because he believes very much in this idea of a continental free trade area, because he believes that it is only through a common market for Africa that we can improve our economic standing and bring prosperity to our people.
Minister of Information designate Mustafa Hamid, answering a question on what the president thinks about the bribery allegation against one of his ministers. Mr. Hamid said he has not discussed the issue with the president.
Well, it is not a matter that I have discussed with the president. And I want to be, if I am given the nod, an information minister who talks only about issues that he has knowledge of. But it is not a matter, in my view, that has gotten to a point where the president of our nation should be involved in. Right now, Parliament itself says that they have the mechanism, they are investigating the matter. I think that we should trust our legislative body to be able to do a good work on issues that have to do with that body.
Minister of Information designate